This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The modern-day hiring process goes a little something like this. You apply, the company likes you, and then they make you take a test or two. Screening tools before the time and money investment that comes with the interview stage of the process. Workplace personality tests, as these things are called, are multi-million dollar businesses for the companies that make them. But as those tests have gotten more popular, they have also come in for some criticism. So hiring professionals are looking at other tests they think might be better, ones that are actually a bit more playful, if you believe that. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Recently, New Yorker Jolly Pena interviewed for a job at a startup out of state.
They said, okay, before we fly you out here, we have a couple of short tests we'd like you to take.
Both were online. The second test asked her to assess the way others saw her and how she saw herself. She had to pick from a bunch of adjectives. Soon, the results came back.
I started scanning it, and I just thought, this is not somebody. This isn't me.
This normally outgoing marketing specialist was described as ill at ease in social situations, formal and reserved. She was afraid she wouldn't land an interview, but maybe because she knew the company's founder, she did. Others have fallen at that first hurdle. These tests have been around a long time, says Barbara Marder with HR consulting firm Mercer. She says they may be adequate indicators for some jobs, but for others?
It might be much more important to find out about their cognitive, their neuroscience makeup.
One way to do that, she says, gaming. She says when someone plays a game, you can see his or her potential through studying what they do during play.
You're really figuring out how someone thinks, how they make decisions, how they problem solve.
Her company recently created a prototype 3D video game for the oil and gas industry. In this game, the candidate has to simulate their role on an offshore oil rig.
So at one point in the game, an alarm goes off, and we see how they respond to the safety issue. What's their level of risk tolerance? Can they figure out what's caused the alarm and how would they respond to it?
Simulation is one route to an employee's potential, but there are plenty of other ways games can reveal your strengths and weaknesses.
I get 6 seconds for each of these.
The clock is ticking as I begin an online game designed by a startup called Pymetrics. It's one of 12 games I end up playing on their site. This one measures how well I read other people's emotions just from looking at the expression in their eyes. I have to pick the word that best describes what they're feeling.
Upset, desirous. This one looks relaxed.
MIT graduate Frida Polly is Pymetrics' CEO. She says these games are aimed at millennials.
We'd like to be sort of like the Netflix of careers, where you play the 12 games, maybe at some point we add some additional data about you, and then we really give you like a very tailored, very precise, and very good set of recommendations for what you could be good at.
Pymetrics works with candidates to compile profiles based on their play. It then matches those candidates with companies and tells the companies, hey, check this person out. They have the kinds of qualities you're looking for. And Polly says these games can help companies diversify their workforce.
There are a lot of companies in that realm, but they don't know exactly how to solve that problem.
She says the algorithms behind the games can help because they make the platform blind to race and gender. But perhaps they're not blind to an aging brain. Some of the games I play have me sweating as the clock ticks down. I barely have time to register the direction of an on-screen arrow before it disappears.
You have to react so quickly. These things just flash up on screen and then they're gone.
If I'm being judged on this game, I fear for my employment prospects.
And that was the longest 3 minutes of my life.
Polly says I shouldn't worry.
The main point of this is that there is no right or wrong. No, I'm being completely serious. You looked, your face sort of indicated skepticism, but this is not an IQ test. It's not a am I a good person test.
And this did say that I was 70% skeptical. Which I think is quite right for a journalist.
Yes.
And a Brit.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Playing this hiring game may just take a bit of practice for some of us. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.